RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Todd Stevenson is a List MP and AGS public service spokesperson. He joins us again on RCR. Hi, Todd. Thanks for coming on again.
Thanks for having me again, Paul.
Wow, you're busy at the moment. The stuff we're about to talk about is all kind of in your wheelhouse, right?
Absolutely. No, it's been a busy couple of weeks. A lot going on, and again, trying to tackle quite a few issues of concern with the public services. I see them.
Were you concerned to hear about this police hate speech training that's sort of come to light?
I was surprised. Yeah, I was surprised to hear about it, definitely. You know, this government's been very clear that we're not proceeding with hate speech laws. And I think, again, you know, the police probably need to look at what they're doing in this area, because we're not going to be wanting to have people prosecuted for hate speech.
So they didn't get the memo?
Well, it doesn't appear so. You know, we've been very clear that's not a path that this government wants to go down. You know, ACT has been bastions of free speech. And in fact, I talked about that in Parliament a couple of weeks ago, that that's something that we really do believe in. And we knew that trying to actually legislate against hate speech was wrong. So that's not something this government's doing. So I do think the police probably need to be reviewing what they're training their staff.
It seems to be quite, well, the reports we've had anyway of the examples of the training material, quite specific. There are only two genders, and Kiwi, not Iwi, which was a billboard campaign we all remember. You know, there are plenty of nasty things you can say about people. Why do you think those were singled out?
Yeah, again, I think that they've just tried to probably pick things that they thought were topical. But I mean, in those both of those examples, I mean, I will certainly consider those free speech examples. People should be able to talk about both of those topics however they would like, and certainly, you know, shouldn't be being taught by the police as hate speech.
Even categorising it as such, we've heard that an anonymous police officer reported that the staff were directed to record any reported hate speech incidents as hate incidents. Whoever has the authority to even determine that?
Yeah, and what would they do with that information? I mean, we're very clear that there are some very small limits on free speech, you know, so you don't want to be inciting people to violence or to other kinds of criminal activity. But that's a very limited, very limited restriction on free speech. So, you know, just taking down notes on hateful speech, I don't know what you would even do with that.
Yeah, do you think anyone signs up, you know, with the New Zealand police to be doing that?
Well, I don't know. But what I am clear about is, you know, there's a lot of law and order issues in New Zealand, and we want the police focused on those serious crimes. You know, people do not feel safe necessarily on the streets. We've seen a lot of property and shop crimes. We've seen, you know, young people going off the rails. So that's the thing we wanted the police to be focused on.
We don't want a police service driven by ideology, do we?
No, and I think, again, we do not want a police service, or in fact a public service, all driven by ideology, which again is something I've been highlighting in the last few weeks. We want a neutral public service actually delivering public services.
Boy, the previous government really got some runs on the board, didn't they?
They did. I mean, they, you know, it appears that wherever you look, some government departments are doing things which we think are taking their eye off the ball of what they actually should be doing, which is getting out there and actually delivering the services that Kiwis want. And, you know, we're seeing that with places like Health New Zealand, where people aren't actually getting the health care that they require. So I think we just need to refocus some of these agencies and departments.
Have you heard anything back from the police that would indicate they're listening?
Not yet, but it's certainly something I'll be following up on.
Okay, on to claims of racism in Parliament. What's happened here?
Well, look, ACT's just concerned about some of the behaviour in Parliament and the way some of our MPs have been treated. You know, Parliament has its own kind of ways it operates, but we believe that no MP should be treated in a racist way, and we've just been calling that out.
And that was to opposition opposing Laura Trask chairing a subcommittee on the repeal of Section 7AA Oranga Tamariki Act. Why did anyone have a problem with her chairing that subcommittee?
Well, it appears some of the other MPs thought that because she was Pākehā, was white, that that would make the submitters uncomfortable and that she couldn't be an effective chair. And in fact, she's proven them wrong. She's been a very effective chair.
And I think she said she felt shaken, saddened, and angry at that. And another one of your MPs has also been commenting on the standard of behaviour, bullying behaviour as well. So what's going on in Parliament, do you think, Todd? Where, I mean, this should be one of, this should be an exemplary workplace, an example for the nation, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, what we're here in Parliament to do is serve New Zealanders, actually get on with passing laws and governing. And, you know, act is prepared to debate policy ideas all day long. That's what we're interested in, right? We can have a contest of ideas, have a respectful debate. But when the attacks become personal, particularly around race, we don't think that that is good enough. And we think that there are some standards that should be upheld. You know, any other workplace in New Zealand, if you were attacked on your race, there would be an inquiry, there would be all kinds of consequences. So we're just wanting to make sure, you know, that we MPs can actually get on with the business of discussing and debating policy and not being subjected to personal attacks.
Seems to come from a certain quarter, though, doesn't it?
Yes, I think that's right. I mean, we're seeing Te Pāti Māori spearhead some of these some of these attacks. And again, we're just calling it out. And we, whenever we see racism, acts calling it out.
Have you had any problems yourself being targeted?
Look, I mean, I hear things in the House from time to time. You know, we all deal with things in different ways. I'm just trying to get on and actually, you know, discuss the important policy issues that Kiwis care about.
Apparently you wrote to the Speaker or acted, and David Seymour has criticised the Speaker for not addressing the issue. Why wouldn't he address the issue, do you think?
Well, I mean, you have to ask the Speaker. He didn't find that it was a breach of privilege. So that was the reason. But we do think that some of the standards of behaviour in Parliament do need to be raised.
Yeah. Speaking of privilege, Todd, white privilege. And you've been talking about this, criticising ongoing white privilege courses, gosh, in the public service, calling for a focus on taxpayer concerns. What's been going on there?
Well, again, I think you're seeing some government departments rolling out these kinds of training programs, or I don't know what you call them, cultural initiatives, which we think are misguided. You know, again, we don't want the public service distracted by why we would think is non-core. What we want them to focus on is actually delivering the public services that New Zealanders want and expect, and having things like discussions about white privilege, you know, we just don't think are relevant, and we actually want them to get on with the business of delivering.
Sounds more like struggle sessions than discussions.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we've been very clear in ACT. We think that the public service and actually how services are delivered should be free of race. So we actually want them delivered on need. And health is a great example. You know, we were very pleased last week that actually Health New Zealand is getting rid of this equity modifier, which was bumping some people up the elective surgery list, because we don't think race should play a role in health. We think it should be done on need. So clinical need. Do you need an operation? Do you need to be seen? So again, it's just part of what we see as refocusing the public service actually on delivery.
Just staying on this, I see that non-overt racists, according to this Perpetuate Racism, challenging the idea that only intentional overt acts count as racism. I mean, you can't win in the face of that. You don't even know you're doing it. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Look, I think, yeah, I agree. I mean, I think what we should be focused on is calling out where we see racism, whether that's...
Well, this is racism, isn't it?
Sorry, what?
Here's an example, barefaced, of actual racism.
Well, correct. That's right. And so I think that's why we need to call it out and say, well, actually, no, we don't want these things going on. What we want is focus on actual public service delivery and treating everyone equally, right?
Yeah, I won't argue with that. Karakia in the workplace. You say that you're privy to reports that indicate that some ministries are practicing karakia and outdated tikanga practices in the workplace. Karakia, Māori incantations and prayers used to invoke spiritual guidance and protection, and tikanga, obviously Māori customary practices or behaviours. We live in a, well, I suppose a secular society, some would say, but certainly the public service has to be of that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've got two concerns here, Paul. One around the karakia. That, you know, translates loosely into a prayer. At the very least, it's some, you know, has some spiritual meaning. And again, you know, some departments were encouraging their staff to practice this daily. Well, we're saying no. One, the public service should be, you know, religiously and culturally neutral. So again, a lot of people will have different religious beliefs who work in the public service. They shouldn't be forced to do something that they're not comfortable with. But secondly, it also takes, again, takes them off actually delivering the services they need. And then in relation to some of the tikanga practices, you know, what I heard was actually women being public servants, women public servants being forced to sit at the back of the room and not having speaking rights.
So that is to adhere to tikanga, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Some traditional forms of tikanga, yeah, which, I just don't think is appropriate.
Okay, you've heard people tell you, but has anyone been raising this at any sort of level? You'd think that women in the workplace would say, hey, wait on here, you're not doing this to us. We haven't heard anything up till now.
Yeah, well, one person said that they'd made a complaint. I've actually written to the Commissioner of the Public Service and voiced my concerns. This isn't just one department. It's at least three that I know of, and have said, look, this isn't good enough. Public service should be, you know, religiously and culturally neutral. And again, it's not good enough to be treating women public servants in this way.
What departments are we talking about? Which are the ones? Can you tell us?
Well, certainly I've heard of Health New Zealand, Justice, MB.
Justice?
Yeah. So again, I don't know how frequently this is happening, how often it is, but as I said, I've written to the Public Service Commissioner and said, please stop women public servants being treated in this way. And they've undertaken to look into it and come back to me.
Because these are major government departments that affect so many citizens. And here they are engaging again in ideological behaviour. And well, you could say a form of activism.
Well, that's what concerns me, right? I mean, I think, again, we want our public service focused on delivering public services, not engaging in some of these practices.
So we're talking about some kind of overhang from a previous era. Like I say, they haven't had the memos.
Yeah, and look, I think, you know, we just got to make our expectations clear. And I'm certainly doing my small part. Again, I'm not in charge of any of these ministries. I'm just backbench ACT MP, but I'm certainly doing what I can to raise these issues and then write to the appropriate people and make sure they're dealt with.
What are coalition partner MPs saying to you about it? Do they talk to you about it? They mention, give their views, any ideas?
Oh, look, I think generally others are concerned. Again, they want a religious and culturally neutral public service. I've certainly heard that from others.
All right, Todd, thanks for coming on and telling us about these issues, which we can go away and think about. I'm sure our audience will have a lot to think about there and maybe even say via our text and email. Thanks for coming back on.
No problem, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.